All right, it's time for Boots and Salutes this morning, and the phone number's 306-938-0600, toll-free, 1-800-667-3727. The Internet News Poll question, how much do you spend on average for a Christmas gift in your family? 62% said $100 or less, 21% said $100 to $300, and 17% saying more than $300. Boots and Salutes, you can start us off here today.
Yes, good morning. I want to salute like Caitlin Crook from Vegreville. She's serving in Ukraine right now, kind of volunteer work. They have no power, no hot water, and all they live is by candlelight. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute the PA Readers and my beautiful Prime Minister. Thank you very much.
Good morning. Hey, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to salute the RCMP and hope they have a Merry Christmas and an uneventful holiday. Thank you.
For sure, yes. Blades versus Raiders. You'd never guess that the Blades and Raiders were playing their third game in as many days. Fast, intense Highway 11 showdown. But Prince Albert edging Saskatoon 5-4 in the back-and-forth battle. And despite the loss, head coach Dan DeSilva saying he was proud of his team's efforts. So the Blades going to be wrapping up play before Christmas Wednesday. They are taking on Kelowna. So good luck to them. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big salute to all the homeless people out there. They're living with no candles, no heat, no food. But run to Ukraine and give them more money. Have a lovely day.
Hi, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, Ben. I would just like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and all the best in 2026. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. It was great seeing you the other night, Ben. I just want to salute Johnny Reed for an amazing performance, and it's been a wonderful month of concerts. The Johnner Brothers, Jeffrey Strucker at the Basement. What a wonderful way to get you into the season. Have a Merry Christmas, everyone.
You too. Yes, it was a phenomenal weekend. I caught both the shows at TCU Place with Johnny Reed on Friday night. And how about Saskatchewan's own Jake Vaudeland on Saturday? It was so awesome finally seeing him in his full-on headlining performance, and the boys put on a phenomenal show. I'm just thinking, you know, 10 years from now, I'm picturing Jake Vaudeland just being an international superstar. Already is. He's already got shows in Europe and everything. So it was an awesome weekend for concerts at TCU. Hi there, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, you idiot, my beautiful Prime Minister.
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute the Conservative Party for sticking up for the rights of people on Bill C-9. If C-9 is passed, it will be illegal to play some Christmas music, like Silent Night, Away in a Manger, and more religious ones. So people wake up and see what's happening.
Women's hockey, Canada showed some improvement, but still couldn't crack the U.S. in their fourth and final game of the rivalry series. The Americans winning 4-1 in Edmonton. They swept all four games and outscored Canada 24-7 heading towards February's Olympic Games. So we'll see if our Canadian team can turn that around. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Morning. I just to salute the Raiders. Oh my gosh, yeah, they're a good team, but it's I have to salute the Saskatoon Blades. Johnny Reed, man, you gotta see him. And then we brought in Ian Tongi that won the Canadian.
Yeah.
Well, that was a beautiful surprise, man. That was beautiful.
Wasn't that awesome? And he's such a great singer too. Oh my goodness. That was just so, so good.
Yeah, we can get him back anytime. I'll be there, boy.
Right on. Glad you enjoyed the show.
Yeah,
hey, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute Carla Beck and my beautiful Prime Minister. Thank you very much.
Hey there, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to salute the teachers and the coordinators who help the children put on their Christmas programs. It's wonderful.
Yeah, for sure. Big salute to them. I always look forward to that in the holidays, hey?
Yes.
Right on. Thanks for the call today. Hi there, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to boot my diarrhea, thank you.
Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to salute the music I went to the other night. It was Jake Vanderland.
Jake Vaudlin, yep.
And the Sturgeon River Boys. Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, it was a good show for sure. You caught it at TCU, did you?
Pardon me?
Did you catch it at TCU Place?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Such a
it
good
was
show.
Fantastic.
That is awesome. Thanks for the call. You know what? I was really happy to see, too, that we all came out and supported Jake, you know? Big moment for him. He had actually said that, you know, playing TCU Place is kind of one of his big goals. So to see TCU Place pretty much almost at capacity and all of us showing up, cheering him on, I think that was just awesome. Boots and salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to thank CJWW for this. Tickets I won to the Johnny Reed show. He was fantastic. What an energetic man. Thank you very much again, CJWW.
Right on. Yeah, I loved his joke where he came out with this really sparkly suit, and he said, I didn't realize that Hugh Hefner died here in Saskatoon. Oh, it was a good one, Johnny. Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I want to salute all the curlers coming into the city this week. Belcher Place there, especially McEwen and Quieter of Saskatchewan. Good luck, boys. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for that call this morning. I'm really looking forward to it, too. Here we've got, of course, kind of the last hoorah of Brad Gushue rolling through. So if you've ever been a big fan of his, this would be kind of the week to drop on by and say hi to him and wish him all the best in his retirement, as he's going to be all said and done, basically by the time the Brier is over this year. So what a tremendous career that Brad Gushue has had. And, just the dominant Rachel Holman squad. You know, we were kind of all thinking who's going to be that dominant force in Canadian curling once Jennifer Jones wrapped up her career. Well, I think Rachel Holman has really answered the bell on that one for sure. And, of course, she is going to be off representing Canada at the Olympics this year alongside Brad Jacobs. So it's going to be pretty phenomenal to see. And, yeah, some world-class talent coming here this week at Merlis Belcher Place with the Grand Slam of Curling. So if you love your curling, make sure to grab some tickets and check it out. Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Yeah, big salutes to the NFL for all the great games that were played yesterday. Very entertaining football for a change. Thank you.
There you go. And how about Philip Rivers coming back? 44 years old, the guy slings a touchdown pass. And actually, you know, I'm kind of rooting for the guy now. I wasn't sure. I was like, oh, like, why are we bringing him back? Is he just trying to collect a paycheck? But you know what it was for me was his post-game interview when he said, you know what, I'm doing this to just try and silence all the doubters and just saying, you know, it's so easy to say no when an opportunity like this knocks on the door. But how about if I just go out there, say yes to it, and see what happens? And after that, I mean, how could you not root for the guy, right? Doing it for all his kids and showing them, you know what, just get out there, put yourself forward, and see what happens. So that was pretty awesome to see. And go Pittsburgh Steelers tonight. That's going to do it for Boots and Salutes today.